being noig avelis, even on Shabbos, that every avelis has a Shabbos, you have to have 7 days, so one day is Shabbos, they all, there is an Indian of being noig avelis on Shabbos. So Hani Yarmah, the other one, say no, ain avelis for Shabbos, there's no din avelis on Shabbos. So Tap Tosis speaks out that the machlokes here is v'dvorim shebetzinamari. We're only talking about doing something privately, like l'moshel tashma shamita, not to be with your wife. That's we hold this osur even on Shabbos. Mashenken dvorim b'fahesia, like not to wear shoes or to wear your ripped clothing, that avad you don't do on Shabbos. As after other people could see, avad we're not noig avelis on Shabbos. You don't wear your torn clothing or you don't go without wearing shoes on Shabbos. The machlokes is dvorim shebetzina, something privately in your own house. That's a question if you can do it or not. It appears for kuntris. V'samach nami lemekatanoi mari pluta shemigamliv rabbonin davi dvorim shebetzina. It's also machlokes about dvorim shebetzina. If you could have tashma shamita with your wife or not on Shabbos when you're in Ovel. V'achim mashmu ksaspi shalmud liyela mastitzin tiyah Shabbos ela, same thing. Writer. So more stuff like this. Man di yom yesh avelis for Shabbos. The one that says even on Shabbos you have to be noig avelis least dvorim shebetzina. Private things is awesome even for noble to do on Shabbos. Is the k'toni because our Mishnah says oila. It says aloha that Shabbos is oila. In other words, when you're sitting shiva you have to count 7 days. Let's say the mace was nifter on Thursday and you buried him on Thursday. So Thursday is the first day. Friday is the second day. And Shabbos is called the third day. It's early. It's called the day of Avelis. So since it's called one of the days of Avelis, Mashmi, you are noig Avelis on Shabbos. Man di yom ein Avelis for Shabbos. The one that says, no, you're not noig at all, any Avelis at all. You're even mutter to be with your wife on Shabbos. Tiktoni, because it says in the Mishnah, ein mafsekis, that Shabbos is not mafsek. Shabbos does not stop Shiva. It's not like a Yom Tov. By Yom Tov we have, if you noig 3 days Avelis before Yom Tov, and then it becomes Yom Tov, it's Mafsik. It breaks the Avelis. It breaks the Shiva. Mashenken Shabbos, our Mishnah says, it's not Mafsik. So they say like this, if you're going to tell me that Yesh Avelis b'Shabbos, there's any type of Hilchas Avelis is Noeg b'Shabbos, even if you want to tell me the smallest amount, like you tell him like Dvorim Shebetzina, that you're also to be with your wife on Shabbos when you're in Ovel, if that will be the Halacha, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah to say that Shabbos doesn't break? Is not Masig the Avelis? Hashter Avelis. Noga, since you're telling me now Avelis is Noig on Shabbos, that on this Shabbos you're not allowed to be with your wife, because Dvorim Shebetzina privately, you have to act like an Ovel. Avsuki mi boy, does the Mishnah have to say that Shabbos doesn't break the Avelis? Pshita doesn't break the Avelis. His madach on Shabbos, you have to be noig Avelis Shebetzina. So for sure, Shabbos is not like a Yom Tov that breaks the Avelis. So why does our Mishnah have to say Shabbos is not mafsik the Avelis? So since our Mishnah has to say it's not mafsik the Avelis, it's mashma that there's no din Avelis at all on Shabbos. Shabbos is mamish like after the Avelis, you're even allowed to be with your wife. So then there'll be a havamina, maybe just like Yom Tov breaks Avelis, maybe Shabbos should also break the Avelis. K'mashmula, no, Shabbos doesn't break the Avelis. So that's the machlokes, how do you make a deek in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says that on the Shabbos, when you're in Ovel, it says two things in the Mishnah. First of all, it says it's Oila, it's included in the 7 days, you count it as one of the 7 days, and also it says, Eina Mafsik, it doesn't break the Shiva. So if each one makes his deek, whether it's Naig Shiva or not, whether it's Naig Avelis or not. So it must be like this. V'yelo ho ketoni Oila, Ayla Chortzakasha, according to the man V'yoma that says, there's no Avelis at all on Shabbos. I, the Mishnah says it's Oila. So Lechura, why is it Oila? So Mara says, I did the Kaboyla Mishnah Seifa. Ain't Oila, Tana Reisha Oila. So since the Seifa says that Yom Tov is not Oila, that's why it has to say that Shabbos is also Oila. Not that it's really Oila, the Pshat is there's Noig Avelis. Havad the Ikud din Avelis Taka is not Noig on Shabbos. But our Kopanim, it's Oila just means you don't have to count more. Shabbos is included in one of the days, like it's a past day. You don't have to be Noig any Hilchas Avelis at all. But our Kopanim, it's included in the Shiva, that you count the 2 days before Shabbos. Shabbos is the third day, and you only have to count another 4 days. Now, Leman Diyom Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, according to the Man Diyom, it says, no, you have to be Noig Dini Avelis on Shabbos. Dvorim Shebetzino, you are Noig on Shabbos. That's the way we hold Lalocha, that you are Noig Dvorim Shebetzino on Shabbos. Ayokotoni Enim Avsekis, the Chur Tzakash on you. If that's the Lalocha, that you Noig Avelis on Shabbos, so why does the Mishnah say Shabbos is not Mafsik? Like if you Noig 3 days before Shabbos, and then it comes Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't break the rest of the Avelis. What's the Chiddush? Pshita doesn't break the Avelis. Like, your mamish have to be Noig Avelis on Shabbos. So for sure, it doesn't break the Avelis. So what are you telling me? What's your Chiddush here? It doesn't break it. So Marin says, Mishum de Kaboy le Misna Sefer. Because you want to say in the Sefer, Mafsikin. It wants to say that by Yom Tovim, when you have any one of the Gimur Regolim, there, if you Noig, the Mishnah says 3 days before Sukkot, then when it becomes Yom Tov Sukkot, it breaks the Avelis, is Tani Reishayin Mafsikis. That's why it says it repeats itself by Shabbos to say it's not Mafsik. But Enochnami, it's Pshita, it didn't have to say it. Like Pshita, Shabbos does not break the Avelis. Like this Kal V'Chaima. Madach on Shabbos itself, you have to be Noi Dvorm Shebetzino, so there is Dini Avelis on Shabbos, so Pshita, Shabbos doesn't break the rest of the Avelis. So the Kitzur, this is the Machlokes, is the Noi Avelis on Shabbos or not? So Gemara says, Lemeke Tanoi. Let's say this Machlokes is telling another Machlokes Tanoi. The law is Misha Mesa Mutlavona. If somebody, one of the seven Kraivim that was Mace, that you had to sit Shiva for, so if the Mace is Mutlavona, means before you buried him, the person died, your brother, your sister, your father, there was some, one of them was Mace, and before the Kfura, you're called an Einin right now. You have to be Isaac and taking care of the Kfura, being Isaac and burying him. So while you're Isaac in burying him, the law is Oicha Babayasacha. You're not allowed to eat in front of the mace. You have to go into another house, eat in another house. Ain't lived by Yisachar, so you don't have any other house. You only own this one house where your brother is. Your brother was mace is there. Is Eichel B'Beis Chaveroi. The best thing then is when you want to go eat, you're not going to starve, you're not going to fast, so you're allowed to go to your friend's house and eat there. What about Ain't lived B'Beis Chaveroi? You don't have a friend's house to go to. Is Eichel Loi Mechitza Saratochim. You can make a mechitza 10 tefachim high. So, chur tzmashma by Yisachar doesn't have to mean a whole house. Posh is mashma only another room. It's supposed to go into another room. If you have no other room to go into and you want to eat now, so the answer is make a mechitza between you and the mace. Put a curtain up at least 10 tefachim high between you and the mace. Oysaloy mechitza sar tefachim. Ein loy dover lasas mechitza. Let's say you don't have any material there. You don't have anything to make a curtain. You can't make any mechitza. And the mace is in front of you, is machzah pon of yechel. The last thing you can do is at least turn around your face and don't eat towards the mace. It's not covered a mace. Turn around and eat the other way. The locher is now v'yena mace of yechel. When you do eat, you're not supposed to eat very comfortably. Like in the Gemara's times, used to be mace of lie down. You shouldn't lean down when you're eating. V'yena yechel basar. And oinen is not allowed to eat basar. Before you made the kfura, you're not allowed to eat meat. V'yena shaysa yain, you can't drink wine either. V'yeinim avorach. The law is you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Rishon, you don't make a bracha achreina. And einin is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. V'yeinim azamin. Pshita, if three people are eating together, you can't make a zimun now because the elbow, the einin doesn't have to bench. V'yeinim avorachim olav. Other people don't bench for him. V'yeinim azamin olav. Other people can't be mazamin for him. Or part of mikriyishma. Einin, kozman, you didn't bury the mace yet. You're part of the same kriyishma. Not only part of, you're not allowed to, we hold. Or may not fill in a lot of davin. Or may not fill in a lot of put on tefillin. Or may call mitzvah samuras b'teirah. You're potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's called Isaac, but mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. It's not covered a mace. Even if you're not mamish Isaac, but you're supposed to be Isaac, hakol ponim, you're potter from all the mitzvahs. Or with Shabbos, what about if the person died on Shabbos? And on Shabbos, you can't be Isaac with mitzvah. You can't be Isaac and burying him on Shabbos. So you're not doing any mitzvah about burying him on Shabbos. Then the locher is Mesa V'yechel. You're allowed to sit down and eat normal. You're allowed to lie down when you want to eat now. V'yechel Bosa, you can even eat meat on Shabbos when you're anointing. V'shoysa Yayin. O Mevorach, you have to make a bracha. V'shoyna Mezamin, you could bench three together. O Mevorach and Mezamin Olav. Other people can make the bracha for you, or they can Mezamin take a bench for you. V'chaya B'kriyashma, V'tfilah, V'tfilin. Not sure what it means, tfilin here. L'zadni gona kon to Mandiyoma that holds Shabbos as Mechiv and tfilin. As according to Raman Diyama, Shabbos Yimachuyi, we call our mitzvahs. Uvecho mitzvahs amur b'tayra. all the mitzvahs in the Torah on Oinin is noig on Shabbos. There's no din aninus on Shabbos. The whole svar why you put in no luita is because Isaac the mitzvah is put him in a mitzvah. It's only if you're Isaac, if you're worried about burying him. But on Shabbos you can't be Isaac and burying him. Therefore, you don't have you mechuy even all the mitzvahs. But more than was that. Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel Loimer mitosh neschay b'yelu neschay b'kulin. He says, Gamliel adds and says, once you mechuyev in all these mitzvahs, you mechuyev in all the mitzvahs on Shabbos. So what's the Magmashma Tanakam holds? There's one thing a novel is not allowed to do on Shabbos. And Gamliel says, no, since you mechuyev in these much mitzvahs, you can do all the mitzvahs. For Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Tashme Shamite Gebenayu. That's the Machoikis. That what? That Rabbi Gamliel says, a lotion of, Mitoich in these, you mechuyev in everything, even a Tashme Shamite, you're allowed to be with your wife on Shabbos. When you're even when you're anointing. Now Tanakama says no, on Shabbos you also have to be with your wife. So my labo kimiflugi, isn't it the same machlokes we had before? To ma'asava yeshav elos for Shabbos. The Tanakama says, even though you mechuyev mitzvahs on Shabbos, but tashma shamita is also on Shabbos because of dovah shebetzino, a private thing, you have to be noig avelos on Shabbos. Who ma'asava and wheel holds, ain't avelos for Shabbos. No, even something privately like being with your wife, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Tumara says, no, maybe this machloek is different than the machloek is before. Hey, Sir, it's better here, you're anointing. Hey, Davelis didn't even start yet. Dil ma'at kan loy koma tanakama hosso mele mishum de mesa mutlefonov. Maybe only over here the Tanakama says it's also to be with your wife to Shabbos, because you didn't even bury the mace yet. The mace is mamish in front of you. True, you can't be Isaac in burying him, but since the mace is there, you didn't bury him yet, maybe it's more stronger that you can't be with your wife this Shabbos. Aval hocha, mashenka, when you already buried the mace, and you started sitting shiva, and now it becomes Shabbos, the ein mace, mutlafon of loy, maybe he would agree there's no din avelus at all on Shabbos. Like only when you're in oinein, there he says you have to be knowing something on Shabbos. But maybe as an oval, there's nothing at all noig on Shabbos. V'yad kan vayta, loikom Rabbi Gamliel, maybe the opposite way also. Even Rabbi Gamliel, that says that you are allowed to be with your wife on this Shabbos with noinein, hosom diakati lechala velos alei. Maybe only because hilchas avelos didn't start yet. You're a noinein. You didn't bury the mace yet. Since you didn't bury him yet, no din avelos starts. That's why you're allowed to be with your wife. Aval hocha mashenkin, maybe even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that if you already buried the mace and you started the avelus already, and now it becomes Shabbos, techal avelus alei hochinami, maybe once dini avelus started already, maybe he's maskim that you can't be with your wife on Shabbos. So the kids, this machloik is about an oinin. If he's allowed to be with his wife or not, there's not muchuk, the same machloik is about avelus. That's where you buried him already, and now you want avelus to start on Shabbos, it's a different machloikis.